A few weeks ago, we began a podcast series called Beyond Your Brand, through which we've explored how to create a purposeful, connection-driven brand and how to use your brand successfully in the future to create brand awareness and to grow a successful small business. Today, we're recapping the main takeaways from our Beyond Your Brand series and sharing three additional action steps you can take to grow your brand and your business. Welcome to the Brand It, Build It podcast, a podcast created by Kelly and Andra, co-founders of With Grace and Gold, an award-winning brand and web design business equipping thousands of small business owners to expand their reach and their revenue through professional brand and web design. Through weekly 10-minute episodes, the Brand It, Build It podcast helps you to boost brand awareness and build a successful business, one clear, succinct, and actionable episode at a time.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Welcome to episode 63 of the Brand It, Build It podcast, action steps to grow your brand and business. Over the past few weeks, we've explored creating brand consistency, creating an experience through your brand, and building versatility into your brand. So what are the main takeaways from episode 60, 61, and 62? In episode 60, we learned that according to Forbes, consistent brand presentation across all platforms can increase revenue by up to 23%. So once you've designed or you've hired a professional designer to design your brand, use your brand manual to carry your brand design through every area of your small business. Your email signature, your web design, your social media, your third-party services, and beyond. Not only will consistency help with brand recognition, but it will also help your prospective clients and customers, as well as your current clients and customers, to experience the seamlessness and credibility of your business as a whole. In episode 61, we discussed how your brand can create an experience for your audience. Visitors often come upon our businesses from a diverse array of places, perhaps from Google, from social media, or from a blog post you've written. This lets us know just how important it is to ensure that every detail of our brand is consistent, creating the same connection-driven experience from beginning to end. We recommend journeying through your business in a variety of ways, just as your prospective clients and customers would. Look through your social media profiles for a consistent aesthetic and consistent messaging. Scroll through your website and ensure your web design creates the experience you want it to. Your commitment to creating an experience for your audience will help your audience to feel more connected to your business, which can lead to loyalty to your brand as a whole. And finally, in episode 62, we shared how your brand can be designed with both your short-term and long-term business goals in mind. Determine where you'd like your business to go, what you see as the big picture for your small business. When you build your brand with your goals in mind, you can ensure the steps you're taking today are bringing you closer to the business you'd like to have. Summed up, through the Beyond Your Brand series, we've discovered that not only is it important to have a brand designed for your short-term and long-term business goals, but it's also important to use your brand effectively, creating consistency from one platform to another and creating an experience so your audience will feel a meaningful connection to your business. So what's next? How can you move forward in a purposeful way? Here are a few recommendations. Number one, audit your brand. Is your brand truly working on behalf of your small business? Is it effectively communicating the value of your products and services and effectively showcasing your expertise? In episode 48, we share 5 questions to ask before rebranding. In episode 49, we share 3 steps to a long-lasting brand. And in episode 50, we share the best time to rebrand your business. Exploring these episodes can help to guide you as you examine your existing brand or look toward pursuing a new brand. Number two, consider working with a professional designer. A professional designer can bring education, expertise, and experience to your brand design, thinking of and approaching your brand design in a purpose-driven way. A professional designer should consider your short-term and long-term business goals, how you'd like your business to be perceived by your audience, and so much more, creating a well-rounded, well-designed, and cohesive brand for your business. And number three, be extremely mindful of your audience's experience with your business and brand. We often share with our clients, while we want you to love your brand, we believe your brand design should be a blend of what you love and what your ideal client will feel connected to. Because after all, your brand, web design, and online presence as a whole are designed to help you connect with and serve your audience. So the more your brand connects with and resonates with your audience, the more likely you are to build a connection, create brand loyalty, and have a brand designed to move your business forward, a brand that is working on behalf of your business. We hope you enjoyed the Beyond Your Brand series, and thank you so much for tuning in. If you enjoyed today's episode, please rate and review the Brand It, Build It podcast on Apple Podcasts so Brand It, Build It can serve more small business owners. For more information about how brand and web design can equip your small business for success, please visit withgraceandgold.com.